Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced, and you're listening to Data Nation, the podcast where we talk about data concepts and just like really kind of just kind of explore like a lot of these ideas that are sort of key to the data world. So again, if you go back to episode one, we paint this picture for you, and that's sort of the goal here. And in this episode, I want to talk about is the idea of normalization and denormalization, and this just has to do with just sort of like how we structure our data, and break it apart. So imagine you have a spreadsheet. Okay, and again, you can think of a spreadsheet as analogous as like a database table. You have a spreadsheet of every voter in a particular state. Okay, so basically you got the voter registration for the state, public data, file the FOIA request, which stands for Freedom of Information Act. So then basically you get this giant spreadsheet, this giant table. And when you look at it, you notice that there's like a column that says like, party affiliation, that says, they're part of party A, party B. But here's the thing. Every column has the actual word, the actual party name spelled out. And that's all fine and good. Like that's the information. But you run into an issue. What if you add a new person who's in that party and you make a typo in that column? So now when you decide to later on do like a filter, say, hey, give me all the people in this party, you're not going to capture some people because there might have been a typo, okay? Because one letter was like not capitalized, or there's an extra letter somewhere or something like that. So there's an issue with maintenance when you keep restating the data over and over again, because literally each row is restating party affiliation. Same thing with like zip code and other fields that might be in this data. So to make the data easier to maintain, okay, and also easier to write to, because what's going to happen is that like if you're writing the entire data every time, if I have to write, let's say the party name each time and the zip code each time, that's just extra data that I have to write to the database. Which means there's extra time taken to write, it's hard to maintain, all these kind of things. So what you may want to do is normalize the data. So what you would do is you would break off and create a subtable or like a separate spreadsheet that has a list of different parties, and each party gets an ID. So this way, any information that's strictly the party's information would be on the separate table, and then what you can do is then reference the ID of the party they're affiliated with in your main table. Okay, this way, like you if you change the name of the party, it's going to be reflected in anyone who has their party marked as the same ID. Okay, so requires you to write less data because you're not having to write all the data about the party over and over again. You're just writing it once in that separate spreadsheet, and then you also it's easier to maintain. Like, if you update that one record in the party table, the party spreadsheet, it'll automatically kind of be re reflected in all the individual voter records. Okay, and you can do this for as many columns where you have like redundant data. So you always want to kind of like just keep doing like kind of just keep normalizing it, trying to take a look at these columns that have redundant data and breaking them off into subtables and using what's called a foreign key to identify, hey, this voter is associated with this record in this foreign table. That's normalization. Again, makes it has some benefits when it comes to writing, because again, I'm not writing all the party information every time I add a new voter. Okay, and all voters get updated when I update one record for the party. It's that's pretty nice. And then when I want to see the data all together, so I want to denormalize the data, meaning I want to see the data as it would be had I not normalized it. Okay, then what you do is you do like what's called a join statement, where you sit there and say, hey, I want you to combine the information in this table with the information in this table, match them up based on where the ID in this column matches the ID in this column in this table. Okay, and you say, hey, wherever the party ID matches the ID of the list of parties, that's how I want you to combine these two tables. And that's good, but that also means reads take longer because joining is a little bit more complicated than just querying a table. Okay, so the catch with like normalized data is that it's a little bit longer to read because again, you have to go through that process of joining all these records before you can actually like filter the records. It's a little bit more of a complex query. So the more complex your joins, the more joins you're doing, the longer the query is going to take. So in that case, this is where you start thinking maybe I have all these complex joins and I have all these filters. Maybe I materialize that view. So that way, next time I need to refer to that view, it doesn't take quite as long. But again, this is also going to matter in the types of tools that you're taking. Again, the difference between our transactional tool sets for our applications and we're at the user, at the user level versus our analytical tool sets, which are used to more drill down than data. So they're not necessarily writing data. So maybe I don't care as much about normalization when I'm doing analytics. I'd rather have the data denormalized because then I can read it faster. So there's all these kind of considerations, but the problem is, if I go make a denormalized copy, I now have a copy of the data. And there's all these sort of architectural considerations. And that's kind of like the point of this episode, just to kind of like explain like the difference between these two words and like why it matters when you were discussing like data and like what are the pros and cons and whatnot. So my name is Alex Merced. From Data Nation. This is the Data Nation podcast. Join the Data Nation Slack community by going to datanation.click, where you can join the Slack community and introduce yourself. And you can shoot me a message there if you have any questions or any ideas for episodes that you'd like to see covered. Otherwise, I'll see you all later. Have a great day and enjoy.